BBC News, I'm John Shea. The United States says for the first time it has intelligence that Hamas is secretly using Gaza's largest hospital as a base for military operations. Israel has repeatedly made similar accusations, which Hamas and medics at Al-Shifa deny. A spokesman for the Gaza Health Authority says Israel has told people in the area that it's about to raid the hospital. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, the US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said it was essential that patients were protected.
We want Hamas to stop using hospitals as command posts. That would be the easiest way to solve this problem, if they would stop using the civilians that are in hospitals as humanitarian shields. But then I would also say that we want there to be safe evacuation for patients at hospitals so they can get out of harm's way. We would support an independent third party or respected third party to conduct those evacuations. We know the government of Israel would support such a step as well. They have said that they would support such a step. The question is, will Hamas?
The Chinese leader Xi Jinping has arrived in San Francisco ahead of talks later on Wednesday. Both sides appear to want to stabilize their poor relationship, but expectations are low. Mickey Bristow reports.
China and the US have clashed on many issues over recent years, including trade, human rights and the war in Ukraine. They have fundamentally different views of the world, but with a faltering economy at home, a Chinese leader seems keen not to let relations slide any further. Ahead of the meeting, Mr. Biden also emphasised stability, saying he'd like normal communications. There's little expectation of any major breakthrough, but the meeting will at least provide the two leaders with the opportunity to shake hands in front of the cameras.
The former British Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who was sacked on Monday, has said the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak never had any intention of keeping the promises he made when he became leader. In a scathing letter to Mr. Sunak, she accused him of putting off tough decisions to minimise political risk to himself. Zimbabwe's main opposition party has accused the ruling ZANU-PF of attempting to destroy it after another 18 of its members of parliament lost their seats. Grant Ferret reports.
The Citizens' Coalition for Change has been under intense pressure since losing elections, which it said were rigged, in August. Last month, 15 of its members of parliament were recalled by a man purporting to be the party's interim secretary-general. The party said no such position existed and the man was not a party member. Now another 13 MPs and 5 senators have been recalled. A party spokesman told the BBC it was a plot aimed at helping ZANU-PF get a two-thirds majority in parliament. Earlier this week, the opposition said one of its activists was abducted and killed while campaigning ahead of by-elections scheduled for next month.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The US House of Representatives has passed a temporary spending bill to avert a government shutdown. Many Democrats supported the measure, which was put forward by the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. The stopgap bill continues government funding until mid-January. It'll now go to the Senate, where it's expected to pass before a deadline on Friday. New evidence has emerged of an apparent financial link between the former owner of Chelsea Football Club, Roman Abramovich, and the Russian President Vladimir Putin, something which Mr. Abramovich has long denied. Leaked documents appear to show how shell companies in Cyprus were used to transfer shares in a highly profitable Russian company for less than they appeared to be worth. They were sold by companies ultimately owned by a trust connected with Mr. Abramovich to two members of Mr. Putin's inner circle. Mr. Abramovich has not responded to requests for comment from the BBC. Iraq's top court has ruled that the country's most powerful Sunni politician, Mohammed Halbousi, should be thrown out of parliament. The panel didn't give a reason for the verdict, but Mr. Halbousi, who served as speaker, had been involved in a legal dispute with another Sunni politician who's also lost his seat in the same ruling. Mr. Halbousi described the decision to expel him as strange. The English football manager Emma Hayes has been named as the new boss of the US women's team. She won 13 major trophies during more than a decade in charge at Chelsea. Joe Curry reports.
The US has always been the dominant force in women's football, four-time world and Olympic champions. But after a disappointing World Cup in the summer, they've slipped down the rankings. Hayes, who describes her new role as a dream come true, will take charge in May at the end of the current domestic season, and in doing so, will become the highest paid women's football coach in the world.
And that's the latest BBC World News.